This month's art exhibit by the South Caribou Artists Guild focuses on the experiences of one of its longtime artists. All of the art in this exhibit, which is on display at the South Caribou Business Center, was created by Susan Cruz. Susan Cruz is a resident of 108 Mile Ranch and has lived there for 12 years. She says the exhibit is about her total motivation to live in the region. Since we moved here, we explore back roads all the time, and we go camping, and I get to see so many things here that, with all the different lakes here. Throughout her many journeys to lakes in the Caribou region, she usually takes a camera to take photos of the birds and ducks that populate the many lakes of the Caribou, as well as the lakes themselves. This, in turn, inspires her to sketch and paint. For example, the acrylic painting Barrow's Doldanai, which depicts a waterfowl of the same name, was based on a visit to Forest Lake. I was out one evening in my kayak, and I took a photograph, with my camera, of these birds, and then down the road, it motivated me to paint it. Another painting, titled Bridge Lake Beauty, was inspired by her visit to the lake located along the fishing highway. We were out and about in Bridge Lake and I took the photograph because I loved the reflections in the water. Cruz moved to 108 Mile Ranch from Summerland in the Okanagan in 2012. After she moved, she started volunteering at the Parkside Art Gallery and became an active member of the South Caribou Artists Guild. Cruz says that compared to the Okanagan, she has created more art while living in the Caribou region. When I lived in the Okanagan, I didn't paint as much as I did once I moved here. Taking photographs and making art is ultimately one of her pastimes that she loves, in addition to hiking, camping, fishing and kayaking. Cruz remarked she loves living in the Caribou. Some of the paintings currently on display are for sale. To purchase them, contact Cruz at 250-644-2883 or email her at p-scruz@shaw.ca. Cruz accepts only cash and checks. The exhibit will be on until May 7th.